Hi, Eugene. I'm Brian Michaels. I'm the lawyer of the group. And as I say that, I think it's probably fairly obvious that these are the real champions in the industry. As you go through the industry, these are the guys who are in the trenches, getting it done right, knowing how to do it, and sharing with you who are in the industry how to get it done. I'm just a lawyer. And I can help you through this morass of ever-changing and impossible-to-understand rules. But in the end, I'm going to try to tell you things you can need. These are the guys who really gave you the presentation, and these are the guys who are going to help you through the industry. With that said, I'm going to go a little off-label here. I will tell you that 2 years ago when I spoke at this conference, the next day or maybe 2 days later, Lane County commissioners were trying to vote on whether to prohibit growing of marijuana in dispensaries, as well as dispensaries, in Lane County. Because of our information here, that hearing was packed. And they were going to vote either 4-1 or 3-2 against us, and they voted 5-0 for us. Which is why you have dispensaries and growing in Lane County. When the OLCC did its tour, quite again, synchronistically, in another couple of days, they were going to vote on whether or not to prohibit rural residential areas in Lane County to prohibit growing of marijuana on rural residential properties in Lane County. Because we tried to lobby there as well and get people motivated, that hearing was packed. And although it was going to go down 4-1, and it didn't pass, it went up 4-1 to have a rehearing and have it re-looked at and have it reassessed, because everybody there was very convincing. The problem is that it stopped. There hasn't been another gathering since then till this one. I urge you to contact your county commissioners. One of them is a good friend of mine, and his advice was contact all of us and Steve Rust, the land use guy, send us emails, demand the rehearing that we promised you in December, and let's see if we can't get marijuana growth in the rural residential in Lane County, just like we won before. The other off-label topic I want to discuss was raised first by the great Lee Berger, who has been in this longer and stronger than me. He touched upon the don't always pee, never do a DRE. I'll tell you, if every one of you in this room is in the marijuana industry, four or more of you will be illegally charged with DUI in the next year. I won't go into it too far because I don't know how much time I have, but I'll tell you that Oregon government is schizophrenic about marijuana, and law enforcement's great lobby statistic is the increase of DUIs. Whenever they stop you and they find out you're a marijuana person in the industry smoking, either they smell it or they see it, or you say something because you forgot what the great Lee Berger told you was to shut the fuck up. But somehow they find it, and then they start lying. The difference between my presentations on this and most other lawyers, and I know Steve Heinberg, and he's wonderful, is that I know and am unafraid to tell you the police lie every time. It's just a statement of fact. So what's going to happen is they know, as a matter of fact, that marijuana is going to be in your urine because it stays there for 30 days or more. And they're going to illegally get you to do field sobriety tests or refuse to do field sobriety tests. Then they'll arrest you. And then when they arrest you, they'll ask you to blow into the breathalyzer. And they say your license will be suspended if you don't. And of course you blow because you know you're not alcohol. And then they'll do the DRE, which is the second part of the always pee, never do a DRE. But nobody really knows what a DRE is. Quickly, I will tell you, when they start to take your pulse, tell them no and pull away. When they start to put a blood pressure thing on you, tell them no and go and pull away. Otherwise, you will be unlawfully charged with DUI because you weren't driving under the influence. I'll go quickly. The rest of my time, I'm going to tell you about my approach here, which is not so much to tell you the rules on these subjects, but to give you an idea of how you can find out how to comply with these rules. It's sort of the old adage, can I give you a fish dinner or can I teach you how to fish? Every one of you, in whatever subject of the business you're in, needs to have your rules in a book, tabbed, by your side, easily accessible, You don't want to listen to anybody else tell you what the rules are. Everybody's got their own idea. You want to know how to access, pardon me, you want to know how to access the OHA website, you want to know how to access the OLCC website, and you want to make sure that your particular issue, whether it's packaging, labeling, processing, producing, is in its own format. And if the combination of OHA and OLCC, label it that way. Have a big slit sticking out here. Go for packaging is a combination of the two. These are the OHA rules. These are the OLCC rules. And you go to them and you read them. I have a booth here, and we will give you the handouts that they give out so that you get an idea about how complicated it is in terms of satisfying things like testing. If I stood here and read to you the requirements of every little piece of testing that has to be done, you'd be bored after 10 minutes. That's how long it is, and I'd still be going on. And it wouldn't do you as much good as if I can impress upon you the need for you to have these rules handy and read them. And if I can do anything as a lawyer, I can try to help you navigate through them so that if you can't understand them, we can try to help you do that. More likely than not, these guys who are doing it know this down pat. The people who are in this industry who know what they're doing know these rules pretty down pat, and sometimes they know them better than I do, I'll be honest with you. They change so often, they change so drastically, that it's really hard for anyone to truly keep up unless your whole business is reading these rules. So, this is how I can leave you. The OLCC has packaging and labeling, pre-approval process, and it kind of looks like this. And it's this many double-sided pages. Get it. And they have these sort of things for each and every aspect of the business. And once again, have a book. You'll be surprised. Once you get familiar with a book and read it and handle it yourself, if you don't know the rules now, that's how you get to know the rules. If you know these guys or people in the business like these guys who are pros and know it inside and out, call them. You watch them talk. These guys are more than happy to help you. If you need a lawyer, give me a call, or Lee Berger or somebody. But this is a business. It's more less than a legal issue. This is not, I'm going to have to defend you against the state or something like that. This is getting through the rules, doing it right, and the good news is, they're really not interested in prosecuting you. My experience with the OLCC so far is they're telling you the truth. They want you to get it right. They'll give you chances to fix it. They'll answer your questions. But you're really not in the criminal danger that you were before all this began, and we became the second state in the country to legalize the personal use and purchasing of marijuana. And I say to anyone who complains, you got it wrong. You ought to be really happy. We're in the top 4%. Anyway, that's all I have. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions about the
Thank you.
Let me know.
Thank you for